Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Ann McNeil, and you are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are the National Association of the Black Women in Construction, and we have a great guest for you today. Today's guest is Jerome Hutchinson. Good morning, Jerome.
Good morning, Ann.
And Jerome Hutchinson is the president and founder of ICAIBA, and he is going to tell us what ICAIBA is. But Jerome, would you mind starting with telling us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Well, Ann, I am, guess if you will, close to being a veteran of being in South Florida. Moved here in 2005, and I'm originally from Louisville, Kentucky. My career has spanned mostly marketing, broadcasting, retail, and now I'm in an integrated media company that I started back in 2008. I come from a very active family. I'm a hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. My dad was an entrepreneur. My mother was a social worker. And as he talked about financial empowerment, which was a constant theme that I grew up on, and then on the other side of if you will, my mother was constantly talking about that to whom much is given, much is required, for we are our brother's keeper. So I kind of have a little bit of yin and yang as part of my personality, and I think that ICAIBA has become, if you will, the full manifestation of that duality. So I've been involved in own video and music retail stores, launched Kentucky's first black-owned television station. I've also have a marketing consultancy, dabbled in the IT business a bit, and spent 10 years working as a broadcast executive for urban radio stations in some major markets such as Houston, Atlanta, and Miami. And now I'm running ICAIBA Media Group, which is a company, again, as I started back in 2008.
Wow, that is very impressive. And you mentioned integrated retail media. What is that?
Well, our integrated media platform consists of social media, print, which are our publications, as well as print publications and digital, and also events. And we use those to provide the type of information, connections, and opportunities for those who are in the ICAIBA network.
Now, if you would please share with our listening audience, what does ICAIBA stand for, the acronym?
Yes. Well, ICAIBA is spelled I-C as in Carolyn, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, A as in Apple. And it stands for Identifying, Connecting, Activating the Black Accomplished.
All right, now that is a short way to really describe what you do. And as a witness and someone who's watched you from afar in your organization, I have to let our listening audience know that the brand is such a powerful brand that it's like a magnet, if you will, not just for African Americans and for professionals and entrepreneurs in our community, but for the community at large. So will you share with us what is your vision and your mission for the organization?
Well, the vision for ICAIBA is to become a global network connecting accomplished black professionals and entrepreneurs throughout the world and providing them with a platform to identify and connect with one another and using those platforms to activate productive and profitable relationships as they pursue business opportunities, look at how they may support one another. And we really believe that the stronger the individuals become in our community, then our community will become stronger as well. Our mission is really about providing those tools of communications, the events and opportunities and information that really assists Black professionals and entrepreneurs in being able to achieve their career, business, and lifestyle aspirations. So that's what it's really about for us, and we're very excited about what it is that we do, and we believe that from a business standpoint, we have identified a business model that does both good and will do well over the course of time, because in order for us to be successful, we have to do what it is that we have been set up for, and that is we recognize, we profile accomplished Black professionals at recognition events such as the one we have coming up in November. We publish profile directories so that the world can see the accomplishments of Black professionals and entrepreneurs. Our social media is designed to connect individuals, and our events give those individuals an opportunity to connect in person as well as virtually through the Internet. And so the more of that that we do, the more successful the company will be in doing good for the people who are part of our network, and we will do well as a company because we connect with Fortune companies and luxury marketers who want to have access and engagement. So as an example, for our event coming up in November, companies like American Airlines, Bacardi, Celebrity Cruise, BB&T, MetLife, Nova Southeastern University, Florida International University, other companies like that who want to build relationships with affluent Black consumers, advertise and provide sponsorship for events and opportunities that ICAVA creates that creates those opportunities for Black professionals and entrepreneurs to be recognized, to get connected, and to activate the relationship. So it's a great synergy between those companies who want to have access and engagement and are willing to pay for ICAVA to provide those opportunities that turns out to be what gives our Black professionals and entrepreneurs a chance to get to know each other, build relationships, and grow.
All right. Now, you mentioned about an event in November. What are some of the other events that you have this upcoming?
Well, we have our next ICAVA Business at Breakfast scheduled for November 22nd, and it's going to be held at the Tower Club in downtown Fort Lauderdale. The focus of that particular Business at Breakfast, which each one is topical, and so this one is going to focus on preparing for 2014 and beyond. And we're bringing in, a number of entities. One of them is PNC Bank, which is our sponsor for that event. We also have Tony Brunson, who is principal of the CPA firm Sharpton and Brunson. We'll also have Yolanda Cash Jackson from the firm Becker and Polyakoff. We're also bringing John Hall, who is the executive director of the 10,000 Small Businesses Program that has been launched by Goldman Sachs and just started here in Miami last month. And they're going to be talking about the things that an entrepreneur needs to have on their team in order to be successful. And we'll be talking about not just looking at the team, but also what is your growth strategy. A lot of companies get started with a business plan, but once you've been in business for a while, the real challenge is, how do I grow to the next level? And a growth plan is different than a business plan. So we're going to be talking about growth planning there, and we're going to be talking about the various different resources and expertise that an entrepreneur needs who's looking to grow. And that's really the audience that we try to speak to. We're talking to people who are already in business, and they're looking to grow to the next level. And as someone who has launched and been successful in several businesses, as you know, what you needed when you started versus what you needed when you're 3-4 years into it becomes a little bit different.
You're absolutely right in that, Jerome, because not only just the resources financially, but also when you look at your relationships. One of my favorite authors his name is Charlie Tremendous Jones. He has a saying that says, you will be the same in 5 years as you are today, except for two things, the people you meet and the books you read. And so, yes, absolutely, the resources, financial, but also the relationships. And I think that what you're doing with Akaiba, you have definitely given the community an opportunity, because you're bringing together those relationships at a very different level to help us take our businesses and our lives to a different level, socially, professionally, and also economically. So thank you so very much for that. Now, also, you have a program that's called crowdfunding. Will you share with our listening audience what that is and how can they get involved?
Well, I'm glad you asked about that, Ann, and it's something that we're very excited about. It is the Akaiba Honors Organization Showcase and Crowdfund. And what the objective is for Akaiba to provide a platform and a campaign that will raise the level of awareness and also generate engagement of the community with Black professional organizations who are doing great things in the South Florida area. And so we have selected 10 organizations, and I'm proud to say that one of our participating organizations is NABWIC, which you're the president of, and we're so proud of the work that you're doing. And the other organizations are part of, right now, between now and November 2nd, a campaign by which we're going to select the Organization of the Year. Now, the Organization of the Year is going to win a cash award. They're also going to win support from Akaiba in terms of continued promotion and awareness. And we've also asked one of our partners, Socially Buzz, which is a leading social media marketing agency, to work with that organization over the next year to help them to build their social media engagement. And we also have engaged a very successful consultant who is going to work with the organization in helping them to build their board and also help them develop the type of fundraising strategies that will help them to generate the revenue that they need to do the good work. So this organization showcase is really about raising the level of awareness for these organizations and also helping them to access the tools that they need to be able to grow. And so between now and November 2nd, you'll be able to vote for the Organization of the Year by going to ikabaworld.com. That's I-C-A-B as in boy, A-world.com, ikabaworld.com. And when you get there, just look for either the banner ads or click on the recognition programs tab, and you'll see Organization Showcase. And you'll then be able to see information about the organizations. Their logos are there, the summary about them. You can also click for a profile that gives you more in-depth information. And then you will also be directed to vote either by social media and also through a survey for the organization that you feel like deserves to be recognized as the Organization of the Year. You can also vote at the Akaiba World fan page on Facebook. So if you go to Facebook, simply type in Akaiba, I-C-A-B-A, in the search on Facebook, and it will take you to the Akaiba fan page, and then you will again have the opportunity to see the information about the organizations. You'll be able to vote for the ones that you feel like deserve to be the Organization of the Year, and you'll also be able to like that organization, which will help to build their awareness and engagement on the social media platform. And you'll also be able to send out a tweet to let folks know how you feel about that organization. So this period between now and November 2nd is really geared to build awareness and engagement for these organizations, and not just for the sole purpose of building it, but because on November 2nd at Akaiba Honors, which is our premier signature event, on that night we're going to kick off a crowdfund campaign, which will run from that night, November 2nd, through December 31st, where people in the community throughout the world will be able to go to the Akaiba World website and make a donation to organizations that they find that they want to support. And these 10 organizations will be there. And so this period now gives those organizations a chance to raise their awareness and really, if you will, kind of what I mentioned last night was to prime the pump of support so that when The crowdfund starts on November 2nd. You already have people ready and geared up to participate. They know how to get to your website. They know how to get to the Ikaba fan page. They know how to get to ikabaworld.com, and it'll be a very successful fundraising strategy as well.
From I'm still resonating from everything you're saying, because it is so much information. You know you're going to have to come back and do another show, because the closer we get to November 2nd, the more everyone needs to understand the power of what's happening with what you're doing. Okay.
Well, hopefully,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, as you were saying, hopefully, everyone listening and others will engage. But I'd like to make a point here. One of the things that is a very important byproduct of what Ikaba does, which is a very definitive and intentional objective on my part, and it comes out of that really how I was raised, and that is building capacity. My dad used to say all the time that if black folks knew how far behind we were, we wouldn't party for the next 100 years. And he would also say to me that whatever you do, son, please be a producer, not just a consumer. And, those things have always resonated with me. And whenever people talk about problems or shortages or things that we don't have or what we're not doing, I was raised that if that's the case, well, then get busy and do it. You don't wait for someone else to do it for you. And many times we have the resources that we need to accomplish our goals and our objectives and meet our aspirations, but sometimes we don't realize it's just sitting right in front of us. So this organization showcase and crowdfund is really designed for the organizations to recognize that right in front of us, we have people who are members of the organizations. We have those members who have their own personal and professional networks. Ikaba has its network. And then all of us are connected to the greater community and the greater market at large. And today, with the technology that is available through social media, we can reach out and literally touch thousands of individuals to create awareness for our organizations and also to raise funds, and we can do it in a very cost-effective way. This program that Ikaba has set up for the organizations are not costing the organizations a dime. The only thing they have to do is invest some time into promoting what they're doing and activating their network. And the return is going to be a direct relationship to the effort that the organizations put into taking advantage of this platform and informing folks. And so I'm hoping out of this is that we will recognize the power that lies within, tap into it, activate it, benefit from it, and then duplicate it over and over again so that it spreads like wildfire, and we will be empowering ourselves without needing anyone else to do it for us.
Now, Jerome, I'm curious, though, on the voting. Can a person vote more than once?
Yes, they can.
Okay. All right. So an individual is want to make sure that those who are listening, you are listening to NABWIC Talk. We are the voice of black women in construction. And our guest today is none other than Jerome Hutchinson, who is the founder of Ikaba, and they affectionately call it Ikaba World. And you can go to the website at www.ikaba, that's I-C-A-B as in boy, A, world.com. Now, Jerome, if someone was interested in reaching out to you, how could they contact you?
I can be reached at CEO@ikabaworld.com, ICABA world.com, and they can call us at the office at 954-740-0910.
Now, share with us, Jerome, that phone number one more time, please. 954
740-0910.
All right. Thank you so very much. Now, what is in the future horizon for the organization and also for you, which may and may not be the same?
Well, right now, they're pretty much tied together. So as I'm sure you understand, as an entrepreneur, we're kind of our companies, and our companies are us. Going into 2014, well, actually, even before we get to 2014, I had mentioned to you about the event that we have coming up with the Icava Business at Breakfast on November 22nd at the Tower Club in Fort Lauderdale. But we also are right now working on finalizing plans for a major Black fine art fair during Art Basel. And we are working with another group, and as we finalize our plans here this week, they should result in the development of a 15,000 square foot tent right in the middle of Wynwood, and it's being supported by Bacardi with their Fly Beyond campaign, and we are going to focus on Black fine art, the artist, and the art collector. And we have galleries coming in from across the country that are going to bring in art from the masters as well as the trendsetters, who are some of the most exciting hot new artists today. We will have a wonderful Fly Beyond lounge for folks to come in and to relax and enjoy. We will have a fashion show throughout the event. There will be theme nights with for those in the healthcare and legal profession, as an example, and we'll also have some of, again, the most important art, but we'll also have some of the leading figures. As a matter of fact, one of our special guests is a Dr. David Driscoll, who is one of the leading artists and art historians in the country today as it relates to Black fine art. As a matter of fact, he is the person that curated and helped Bill and Camille Cosby to develop their famed art collection. And he's been recognized by President Clinton with a Presidential Award for his work in art. So he is a seminal figure, if you will, in the art world. And so we're very pleased that he's going to be a part of this effort. And it is going to be the most significant and the most excellent event that's ever been held at Art Basel, focusing in on Black fine art from the diaspora. And that will be taking place in December, between December 3rd and December 9th.
All right. Now, in terms of the future, when I think of future and just looking at, you know, 5, 10, 10, 20 years out, what do you see the organization, say, 20 years from now?
Well, you know, where we will be is that there will be people who are all across the world, whether they would be in India, Africa, Australia, Europe, Canada, Japan, whatever, that will be connected via icavaworld.com for Black professionals and entrepreneurs, developing relationships, partnerships, collaborations, and sharing information. We will have individuals. Part of our business model creates affluent lifestyle opportunities. And so, and you know, 20 years from now, you'll be hearing about cruise ships on celebrity cruise lines that are taking out boat or ship full of accomplished Black professionals and entrepreneurs who are connecting, developing relationships, and having a great time. You will hear about great opportunities where you have in Chicago, Atlanta, Rhodesia, Pretoria, London, Paris, all over the world, where Icava is having our business at breakfast, our Icava business forums, where we will be having our Icava honors recognition events, bringing together the very best and brightest. And to give you an example, you know, there are a lot of recognition events, and typically they're done to highlight someone's accomplishments and to also raise money. But we're doing a couple of things very different. And with Icava Honors, As an example, we will recognize Professionals of the Year in 15 categories, and we'll also recognize a Rising Star of the Year in 15 categories. What's going to be different about that is that when the event is over, we have already identified these individuals, and the Professionals of the Year are going to mentor the Rising Star. So if you're a Rising Star, as an example, in healthcare, you're going to get a chance to be mentored by both the Professional of the Year and the two finalists. So you'll have a team of three mentors who are some of the most accomplished individuals in your career field who are going to embrace you and provide you with knowledge, their experience, connections, and opportunities to grow your career. And as I said to someone before, one of the things we're looking to do is by passing on this information and paying it forward, that we may have a young person who's already established great potential and has already done some great things, and they may be on their way to being a millionaire. But because of connecting them with some folks who've already walked the path that they're taking, they may be able now to, instead of being a millionaire, go on to be a billionaire. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking to provide, if you will, those vehicles that helps our most accomplished to fulfill their greatest, if you will, potential. And I think that the connections, if you will, and you and I both know, if the information and the experience and the wisdom that you develop now, if there was a young person out there that was already motivated, accomplished, had their credentials, and they were ready to go, and they were getting into a business that you've already been in, if you were able to spend time with them and share what you've known, I guarantee that person would be a lot further along as a result of that, and they would go on to do bigger and greater things, because we've all made mistakes, we've all seen opportunities, and sometimes it takes time and experience to get there. And if someone can share that with you, that puts you that much further ahead of the game.
Now, Jerome, before we go any further, we are almost out of time, and we do have a caller with a question. And that caller, the last four digits of that number is 7528. You have 1 minute to ask a question, and he has 1 minute to answer. Caller.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Deborah Thompson in Jacksonville, Florida. I really enjoyed your presentation and just wanted to know if a person wanted to get more involved at the fundraising level to learn more, how would they do that so that they could either set up a group, you know, in different parts of the country, like what you're saying? How does one come to you to get the packet or go online and do that? How does one get started to get that balls rolling? I know that the National Association of Black Women in Construction are already involved, and I just would like for you to share with the listening audience how other groups can get that involved.
Absolutely. The easiest way to do that right now is to send me an email at ceo@icabaworld.com, ICABAworld.com, and I'll respond to you and provide you the information that you're looking for.
Thank you so much. And my last question is, are you familiar with the Association for the Study of African-American Life and History?
No, I'm not. Is that in Jacksonville?
No, it's a national organization, and I would like to invite you to go online and look at that, because I would like to see that art show or some of the artists that you're talking about make a presentation at our national convention next year that's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. We have to start trying to connect all of the culture that we have in the black community to each other so that we can get this word out in more than one avenue. And I think that that would be an excellent place for us to place some of these artists that you're talking about that are nationally known, because that's a little-known history fact that, you know, we're artists too, and some of our art is fine art. And if the Cosbys are involved with it, the Clintons are involved with it, that gives it more credibility. So I'd like to see that on a national level at that national convention that's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia next year.
Well, when you email me, please send a link to that organization's website.
Okay, I certainly will.
All right, thank you,
Ms.
Thompson, for your question. And, Jerome, thank you so very much for coming on the show. And we will definitely have to have you back, because you have so much information to share. And it's such a blessing to have you on. So just want to remind our listening audience that you are listening to Nambly Talks, and you just heard from Jerome Hutchinson, the founder of Ikaiba World. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives, and we will see you on the show next time. Have a good day.